Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and your parts.
Yes, we do, we do. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's true. How are you, darling?
I'm doing good, lover. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, you look great.
Thank you.
Good and great.
You as well. You know who else looks great?
Oh, you bet I do. This handsome host sitting right here. He's a New York-based comedian and creator. You've seen him on VH1, Logo, and Epicurious.
He's created his own series as well, like Drag Queens Reading Obituaries and Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
He performs improv at the UCB Theater here in the Big Apple and all over America with the touring company for UCB.
Welcome, Mr. Mike Kelton.
Oh, ouch. Ouch. Hi guys.
Hey.
That was how I orgasm.
just a little pinch of pain.
Just a little pinch of pain.
I think you're doing it wrong.
Oh, that could be why.
You don't need to extract the cum with a spoon. You can just let it come out. You don't need to put the spoon down in there and try to shovel it out.
Stuck a spoon in your urethra.
I thought that till I was like 30.
Oh, well. Two more years and I'll learn.
You have time yet.
What our 20s has taught us.
You're a young gun.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Oh, Thanks so much for being here. We try to be fancy here. You know, we try to wine and dine our guests.
We do. What did Mike Keldon want?
Diet Coke with ice.
It's the ice that makes it extra glassy.
You bet your ass.
Sure.
Fun fact about me, I just started liking Diet Coke.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. I never drank soda.
Oh my, well, first of all, welcome to the wild side.
Woo, I feel alive.
It's fun. I've been addicted to Diet Coke, I think, since I was a little kid. We used to go on my grandparents' yacht, grew up in Westchester, peace signs up. on the weekends, and my grandmother only drank Diet Coke. So I just started drinking Diet Coke from like the time I was like 7 and have been addicted to aspartame ever since.
It's that sweet. It's that funky sweetener that you just don't. You don't get from any other.
It's really refreshing.
Do you remember the campaign in it was probably '80s, maybe early '90s, but the jingle was just that. Just for the taste of it, Diet Coke.
Yeah,
that was like.
I thought it was just for the fun of it.
Oh, maybe it was.
Just for the fun of it, Diet Coke.
I thought it was probably. Just for the heck of it, Diet Coke.
Oh, that was probably it.
I think I'm right on that one, guys.
Well, for the heck of it.
That's nice that your granny drank Diet Coke. I feel like most people are like, and then it's 5 o'clock somewhere, grandma had her bottle of gin and went
that was
into
my
the
other
well.
Side of the family. They were the Irish alcoholics. But we love them too.
Oh yeah. Takes all kinds.
Absolutely. So you currently single and looking to mingle?
Yeah, baby.
On the market.
Hear that, fellas?
On the market.
He's single looking to mingle.
Fuck yeah. Who has time for mingling, really, though, you know?
No. No one has any time.
No. It's more of just like a... Couldn't think of another word that rhymed with single.
Pringle.
Pringle.
It's like... It's more of like... My life kind of right now is like a Pringle.
Once you pop, single? You can't stop.
Come over my place, stick a spoon up my dick, and we will have the time of your life.
You'll pop that Pringle skin.
Wow, I just ruined my underwear.
Fix that with a sip of Diet Coke.
Yeah. Oh, it fixes everything.
Well, why do you say we chat about sexy science, huh?
Let's do it. So what do we do here?
Well, here we combine our loves of everything scientific and sexual to discuss matters of the hearts and parts.
That's right.
We rip articles from the headlines.
Rip from the headlines.
Now, this one here comes to us from Slate.com, and the title of this article is Over Half of Teenagers Experience Hands-Free Orgasms.
Oh my God, the grapefruit lady is back.
Oh, she's back and she's slurping hard.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So this is
a lot.
Basically a recent.
So much. Just
we'll explain the grapefruit woman in a moment. Recently, a study done at Stanford University found that 53% of American teenagers experienced spontaneous orgasms during their first year of puberty.
Now, most experienced orgasms while they slept. So, you know, the classic wet dream that we've all had. But they've also found that of those studied, nearly 10% reported to orgasm while awake and merely by looking at sexual images and not touching themselves in any way.
So it's hands-free, just getting off.
Awake, right.
Awake.
Well, because, you know, I don't know how many of us have had the wet dreams. I've had a handful of them.
I've had wet dreams.
Never in my life.
Really?
Never in my life. And also I've for sure never looked at something and fucking came. No, it takes so much great. For me to come. Like,
so many
it's
spoons.
The opposite. So many fucking spoons. I'm yeah. jealous.
Is yeah. this new? That's what I wonder.
It's a recent study, so I don't know how. Yeah, I think this was like within the last year or so. So I don't know if this is new for kids.
Do you think it's the fake sweeteners in the Diet Coke?
No, because then I would be coming all the time.
No, I mean that maybe it makes it like takes longer.
Oh, so for a generation, the next generation
could
will be. Yeah.
So wait. Guys, if you're coming too fast, yeah. just grab a Diet Coke.
Grab a Diet Coke. Wait, here's my thing though. How do they do this study? Did they have to like? Because they're teenagers, so they had to like. It
somebody
has to be
had
a controlled
to sign off
study.
On, yeah, yeah.
Someone it's had to, Stanford. Like, find... They just did it.
That's true.
Stanford's on another level. Yeah. How did they bring
how
in the kids and
it?
Watch them?
Watch them come. What? Like, look. Be like, look at this picture, and then be like, I see moisture.
Yep. Yeah. I think you came. I think it probably was self-reported. They maybe they just
then they're lying.
Them.
Then
they're
fucking
totally
kids are being
lying.
Like, yeah, I fucking come all the time.
I come.
Yeah.
Just the breeze blows.
When
the
I
right
see
way,
tits,
I
just come.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, you've never seen tits.
No.
This reminds me of an American Pie when.
Oh, yes.
Nadia is changing and he goes into the room and no one's touching his dick. And
just
he
just the sight
comes
of.
Twice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. But that to me seems. I mean, have you guys come without touching?
Nope.
No.
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 Except for in my sleep. I've woken up having an orgasm.
Same. I've had a couple of wet dreams.
But let's just assume that you did touch while you were sleeping, right?
Or maybe just rubbed on the bed the right way.
I don't think I did.
No.
But I've never been walking down the street and like seen something and been like, ouch.
Yeah, it does take a little bit more than that. Even, I mean, I'm just thinking first year of puberty too, right? Out of the gates, I think you come out hot and you're kind of like, yeah, I'm excited. New things are happening. So maybe it's easier then, I would imagine.
Yeah, because it's new and exciting. Like, things get old really quickly.
Yeah.
Like haircuts and coming.
And she's like, Haz, do you come in your pants without touching yourself?
No. Come on. It also takes me a lot to come.
Yeah. Well, you're a ginger. It could be a ginger thing.
Maybe it is.
Because gingers have a very high pain tolerance, so it would make sense that we have a high pleasure tolerance.
Sensitivity.
I've never heard that before, but yep. I, you know, like to get hit around a little bit, too, so...
Okay. Whoa.
Takes a little bit of pain to get you going.
But did you know that gingers can like if like we can deal like if you pinch a ginger, they can like last longer, I guess, being like ouch. Whereas like people with other types of skin or hair color are like ouch, and gingers are like ouch.
That's really interesting.
That. Yeah. I wonder if it has to do with gingers are kind of dying off, my understanding, just because it's a...
We are. No,
we're endangered species.
We're endangered species.
Well,
I wonder if it's a... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I just wonder if it's like... it's just like a built-in coping mechanism.
Yeah, because of
like some
off,
skin's like, better in the sun. Some skin's better with pain. Some skin's... It's like... I don't know. Just depending on like genetics.
Like if you have a lot of melanin, you don't have to use as much sunscreen.
Right.
So gingers just can like...
Burn. And they don't feel it.
And we don't feel it. But it
2 days later after
a
sunburn.
Oh, it's
like,
so fucking worse.
It starts now. Yeah. No, no, no sensitivity like that, though. I feel like maybe it's...
I want this. I want to look at things
careful
and just come
you wish
in my
for.
Pants.
You do? Come on.
Not
no.
all the time, but I'd like to have that like ability.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a superpower at this point.
Like, what just... if you're bored in the back of like a show?
But then, You
know
what?
That would make this better.
You're
if
right.
I could just stand here and have an orgasm.
Yeah. But then you have to clean it up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then you're at the show where I think it would kind of take the fun away. Because to me, the fun of like orgasming is like the prep work that it takes to get there.
Right.
Not just the feeling. So if you could just come looking at something, it takes away the pleasure.
Yeah. It's a journey, not a destination when you're talking about
orgasms. Thank you, India Ari.
There
it was. Thank you.
That's what she was talking about. I think it's better off to maybe have that ability as like a superpower in your back pocket, but to because I think with tantric stuff, adults can you can teach your body different things that I don't think we tap into normally.
Oh, right.
But
you probably can.
Yeah, but uncontrollably, I think this is probably not a good thing to have. Because like you said, jizzy pants in public, no one wants us to just deal with that.
I worry about these teens because if you jizz just looking at stuff, like sex is going to be a disaster.
Oh, for sure. I mean, sex as a teen, from my experience, the first time I had sex, I was 18. So, like, technically still a teen. I guess is 19 a teen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so I was definitely a teen.
You're a teen.
Okay, cool. I thought for some reason that 18, like, you're an adult. which is not true. But teens are bad at sex regardless.
Oh, yeah. I was terrible at sex.
You, like, it's even, it would be even worse if you just looked at something and came. You'd be worse at sex as a teen.
It would be a worse thing to have, yeah.
Now, the thought I'm having is, you know, like, I came up and I always had the internet and always had porn readily available.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's because it's so easy to access that teens are just, like, inundated with just
nudity. Sexy images.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram is
hey,
very
you remember,
sexy.
Though, jerking off and not having anything, just thinking about someone in class?
You had to use your imagination.
God
in my
damn.
Day.
Yeah. Remember that shit?
Yeah. Wait, yeah, no materials at all. I haven't jerked off with no materials at all in a very long time.
I don't know if I could, to be honest.
So it might
I
be
just jerk off when I can't sleep, so I never use any materials.
No materials. But the old brain, the old Rolodex of materials.
So that's a challenge for all our listeners out there.
Yeah.
We challenge you to jerk off without using any source material but your imagination.
Yes.
And try without your hands.
I was going to say. And maybe with no hands.
Oh, my God. That would be, honestly, that could be a viral vid.
It could.
Just adults trying to orgasm without their hands.
Oh, yes.
Just so film that.
Edit it down if it takes you
send it in
14 hours to do it.
Yeah, we love all your clips, guys.
Thank you. We also love all your questions. And people come at us in something called listener love.
Ooh, I love.
Mm.
Listener mailbag.
So what do we do here?
Mike, we gotta help these people. They email us, they tweet at us, they sometimes stop us and be like, hey, we need advice on some shit. So I don't know how good you are at giving advice. We're rotten at it, so.
Is it sex advice solely?
Sex and relationships and sometimes other shit. Yeah, sometimes people
get weird stuff.
We get some random weird stuff.
I'm obsessed with weird. So.
Yeah, so we hope we got some for you. Haas, who do we have this week?
Our first question is from Cameron in Seattle via our email, menagetrois.radio@gmail. Cam says, I started doing this weird thing where I climb a tree and jerk off.
Oh.
It makes me feel free, but I did jizz on a woman walking below me by accident. She called the cops, and it was a whole thing.
It was a whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, sexual assault is a whole thing.
It's where
whole
can I do what I want and not get arrested?
Have a tree. Plant a tree. Wait in your backyard, in your own property. Wait a couple of years, and then climb it.
What the hell?
Oh, my. Yeah.
That took a turn.
That took a, yeah.
That was weirder than I
it
thought.
It started almost innocent. I felt like it was like a childlike, nostalgic tree fort. You know, I smuggled a Playboy from my uncle, and now I'm going to take it up in my tree fort. And then it was, no, you jizzed on someone. This was a tree just assuming on the street, on a city street.
Uh-huh. I was thinking this kid had like a Jungle Book fetish, and he just like was like, I'm going to climb a tree, and then.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Baloo.
Yeah.
But I think it's worse. I think like, I feel like coming on. So have you guys ever come on a stranger? I mean, probably no, right?
Come on a stranger? No.
No. I've never came on a stranger, but in college once.
You prude.
This is so honestly embarrassing. But in college, freshman year, so like, you know, no judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I was hooking up with this guy the first time I was hooking up with anyone, a guy in general. And below me was my futon, and my friends were sleeping there. Everyone was so high and drunk. We were just like, whatever. So we jerked each other off, and it was winter, so the moonlight was hitting off the snow and illuminating the room. Ooh. And I saw my semen like shoot up into the air, which doesn't happen anymore in 28, but it shot up into the air, and I saw it like round a corner, fall, right onto my friend Lizzie's bangs.
Bangs?
Oh, come bangs.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I was telling the story.
She was asleep?
She was asleep and slept through the fall.
Wow.
And so in the
lunchroom.
It
was a white Christmas.
Thank you.
Yes.
In the lunchroom the next morning, I was telling this story and I had to end with like the truth of it. And I was like, and Lizzie, and she was wearing like a beanie and she like took the beanie off and she was like, what the fuck, Mike?
Oh, it was
crispy hair. Jesus.
Oh, my.
That's an amazing story.
I'm glad that you told her too.
You gotta. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we're all friends.
Yes.
It's college.
It's one of those things you're like, I don't want to just have this between us forever, so let's just get it out there.
And I got a huge laugh at the tape.
Oh, sure. So. I am.
I was the belle of the lunchroom ball.
Yeah, that imagery of that was fantastic. Yeah, I feel like.
I feel like if this was an accident, it doesn't mean that there's anything like wrong with you, but you need to find a way to jerk off in trees without jizzing on innocent bystanders.
Like backyards, not front yards.
Yes. There's enough. I don't know. Where's this guy from? Did he say he's from New York?
Cameron is from Seattle.
Seattle. Because I was going to say New York walking around, you already have to worry about, you know, under scaffolding, there's some weird drip that you like look up and something drips on you. And
I've probably been
shit
on
you.
And just not known.
Yeah. Just assumed it was some dripping.
Like New York, shit just falls on you all the time.
Jizz just flies all over.
People like hit you with burning cigarettes. Like, yeah. I've seen people jerk off. People have showed me their dicks.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten pissed on. I got shat on the Upper West Side.
Oh, that was, yeah.
You
that
got
was a brutal,
shat on?
A splash of shat.
I got off.
Not the, bird shat?
No, I got off the train and it was like crazy rush hour mania. No one's looking at anyone. Everyone's on their phone. I'm the only one who sees this woman rip up her trench coat and just explosive liquid shit, gallons of it, dumps out of her ass, and it's splashing on everyone's feet. She's standing under the stairs,
oh my God.
And no one even notices. And it was all over my feet and my legs.
And she was like a normal, like, lawyer?
She was homeless.
I literally pictured trench coat. I was like, oh, she's a corporate lawyer who really had to go.
She put her briefcase down and she shit all over it.
I like have decided I think she was homeless, but it was one of those ones where I couldn't tell right away. But then it was like there was nothing under the trench coat.
Okay.
So then I was like, I think that there's a little bit of a mental situation going on. Mm-hmm, it doesn't mean she doesn't have a house, but I mean, I think that she was like, I don't think it was.
No, she's probably fucking homeless. Like, she probably was a homeless lady.
Yeah.
But I visualize like a lady with like an asymmetrical, cool haircut who like works in a corporate law firm, does like securities and derivatives,
I
and then just
was
like, I'm going to shit and this is how I do it.
It's happening now. But the craziest thing was no one noticed. People were so busy.
Smell it?
They were just staring at their phone, speeding onto the next train.
People need to wake up, New York. If you're getting shit on, you're getting shit on.
You have crap on your trousers.
Yeah, just take in your surroundings every now and again, and you might you might learn something about power attorneys in New York.
I wasn't even mad or grossed out because it was so amazing to behold.
Yeah.
Like it was
You're an amazing person because, I mean, no one else would say that.
It was like being struck by lightning in a good way.
Yeah. Well, you'll never get struck by lightning twice, they say, or you'll never get shit on twice.
Does that mean I'm shit free for the rest of my life?
I think maybe. I think that's your one. So that's at least good. But you still could get jerked off on if you go to Seattle, it sounds like.
Yikes.
Yeah. So you have that to look forward to.
It does rain a lot there.
Yeah, don't come on people. That's
don't
illegal
come on people,
and sexual assault.
I guess.
And you
don't
just
come on
it.
People.
But also, I would say, like, my advice, because this is an advice thing, would be to, like, get a ficus tree and put it in your bedroom.
Oh.
And maybe, like, get naked and jerk off, like, next to the tree, or maybe, like, put the tree down and, like, get in those branches and really jerk it.
That's a great idea.
It is, yeah. Keep it indoors, like a bonsai tree, even perhaps a Miyagi. You know, you can prune it. And
oh yeah, or you could get like one of those cat trees.
Yeah,
it's not a real tree,
like a scratching post.
But you could like
stand
on
top of it.
Oh yeah, he could get it like a cat and just jerk off, and you'll be weirder than you are now.
There's your advice.
Amazing advice.
Pause. Who else do we have?
Helped.
Our second question was DM'd to us on Twitter at Menage Radio from Christine in Vermont. Christine asks, my breasts tingle when I do the crossword. It's making my boyfriend jealous, so now he hides the paper from me. Should I break up with him?
Wait, can you say that one more time?
My breasts
tingle.
Tingle when I do the crossword puzzle.
Uh-huh.
It's making my boyfriend jealous, so now he hides the paper from me. Should I break up with him?
Yes, he sounds like a lunatic who's jealous of a newspaper.
Yeah,
and you having boyfriend. Enjoying something that you do solo. Sounds like.
I have so many more questions.
Yeah.
Yes, the boyfriend sucks, but like, what? How do I get that? The tingling with the crossword.
I want to know, is she good at it? Or is she, because like, when I try and do crosswords, I'm always like, I don't know how people do this. And then I just like give up.
Or if you get one, you're like, yeah, but you're not like, oh, ouch.
Yeah, this sounds like one of these kids who can just come at anything. You know, it's your breasts are tingling just by the idea of being turned on that you know the answers to some crosswords.
There is a study that said that some people can be sexually aroused by this is going to make me sound crazy that I know this. There's some people that can be sexually aroused by thinking of their own creative ideas or success.
Ooh. That actually is not surprising to me.
Sounds like you did this study personally.
Oh boy, I sound crazy now. No, but you can turn yourself on by thinking of like things that you sound so crazy. Things that you like want to accomplish. And you like picture.
Yeah, it's just your own
that vacation house.
Yes, though, that's correct. Yeah. That's correct.
Well, there's a danger in that, I think. I think that's the idea behind if you get too turned on by your own ideas, you won't actually follow through and do them because you felt the kind of sensation of just being like,
There's a TED Talk on that. They're like, don't talk too much about your ideas. Go out and do them because people will be like, I'm going to write a movie and this is the idea. Mm-hmm. And their friend goes, wow. And then they've already gotten the excitement of getting credit for it. So then they don't go home and write it.
Yeah.
It makes me want to be like weirdly secretive about all my plans.
I'm the worst. Whenever I have a good idea, all I want to do is share it with people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which I think there's also a benefit to that. But it's like interesting to think about that.
If that added benefit is a full on orgasm, I think you're in an interesting place.
Yes.
Also, though, like do something better than a crossword.
Do something better.
I mean, crosswords are awesome, but like if doing a Sunday crossword like gets you off, like I want you to like go out into the world.
Oh yeah, not use your puzzle powers at home. For good.
For good.
Yeah. Or if I were the boyfriend, so I guess my advice would be like suggest this to your boyfriend, and if he says no, then like get rid of him. I would say like ask if he can like be involved in on it, right? So if it really turns you on, maybe when it turns you on, like you use it and have sex. Like, do half the crossword, have sex, come back and finish it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if he's jealous of a fucking piece of paper, then he's probably a garbage human being.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's true.
That's great advice.
Or get a Kindle and then just download crosswords onto your Kindle.
That was just a quick plug for Kindle. I think
this episode
we're sponsored
brought to
by Kindle.
Kindle Fire. HD.
Just for the heck of it. Kindle
Fire.
Yeah, but that's terrible advice, Haz, because that's like saying sneak around and like.
Yeah, don't cheat on that
person
paper.
With a Kindle.
And don't date
Who
an
Who reads
asshole?
A newspaper, really? Come on.
Nowadays.
That's true, actually. I agree with that.
15
I think plus. Mike had some good advice.
Helped.
Helped.
Okay, well, lastly, we have a question from Jackson in Denver, Colorado via our Ménage à Trois Radio website.
I think I know Jackson.
Jackson says, I am planning a flash mob to propose to my boyfriend.
Do not.
Yeah, no.
What is the most romantic song for this? Thank you so much in advance.
Yikes.
Dude, Mike is waving his arms in the air.
Yes.
Do not. If you love Calvin your boyfriend and he means a lot to you, make it personal, something that you'll remember when you're fucking 90 years old, like doing the crossword puzzle and fucking each other. Do not do a flash mob.
No flash mob.
Don't do it.
No, don't do it.
It's more about other people or views on the internet. Think about your motives, dude. Like, maybe I'm like attacking this guy, but don't do it.
No.
Also, flash mobs are really lame.
I was just going to say, if you were the first one to do it, still not my style and I don't love it, but at least whoever the
creative.
First flash mob was, you're like, hey, let me try a choreographed thing with a bunch of people and tape it. I don't know. But at least you were the first one. At this point, it's been done way too many times for it to be special.
And maybe your boyfriend's not like a cynical comedian, so maybe he might love it. But my radar goes up and I just am like, boop, boop, don't do it.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Oh, I have a pitch, though.
All right, here we go.
Oh, it involves a Kindle.
Do you remember Cherry Pop and Daddies?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love Cherry Pop
Zoot
and Daddies.
Zoot Riot.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the song.
Yeah, and then have a bunch of people swing dance, like at a mall or something.
A mall?
A mall.
Gross.
Right? Isn't that a cool...
It's a place for a flash mob, but
that would
how
be
romantic
memorable
is the
if
mall?
If someone proposed to me...
Outside an Auntie Anne's pretzel kiosk.
With that
the words
song
have
blaring.
Nothing to do with, like, love or commitment. Like, Zoot Zoot Riot.
Riot!
Throwing back a bottle of beer. Like, hey, baby, will you marry me?
You love Zoot Suits, right?
Yeah, step into this Auntie Anne's pretzels because I'm at a mall.
Yeah. I mean, I would love an Auntie Anne's pretzel.
I would right now. As soon as I said that, I thought,
Yeah, but that's too much of a good thing.
Yeah.
Separate that.
So your advice is just don't fucking do it. Come up with a new plan to propose.
Just propose. Ask him.
Yeah,
like,
the cool thing is the proposal. Yeah. That you're going to spend the rest of your life together. You're offering to someone to spend the rest of your life with them.
Look at him and say something that you really mean from your fucking heart.
And you're in Denver. Like, do it in the mountains.
Let's say, like, his boyfriend. Let's say his boyfriend's name. So it's Jackson. Let's say his boyfriend's name is Thomas. You could be like, Thomas, you're my cherry popping daddy.
What the fuck, guys?
Sorry, I'm sorry. I just
promoting like weird, like 90s thing.
Did someone slip money in your pocket before this episode? Amazon came to you and said the downloads are really low.
Amazon Prime offers a really great deal.
Okay,
monthly. Okay, you can get all kinds of music. All right, sorry.
Well, Haas has been bought and paid for. I think we helped at least some of those people.
Oh, we helped them.
Despite Haas's plugs.
But now we have some questions for Mr. Mike Keldon.
We sure do. Mike, we do a little something called six sections. These are six rapid-fire sex questions.
Oh, my God. Actually very nervous.
Yeah.
All you have to do is answer as quickly as you can.
Okay.
Ready? Begins now. Which golden girl best represents your dating habits?
The oldest one.
What's the sexiest animal?
Cheetah.
69 or 420?
69.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
The guy who died. The guy who died from Fast and the Furious.
Oh, yes.
Paul Walker.
Paul Walker. Which U.S. president would you bone?
Obama.
And lastly, what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Single most important characteristic? Honest.
Boom.
Six sections with Mike Kelton. That was wonderful.
You were fast.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, I was. That music makes it like it's more nerve-wracking.
That's the part that really...
Flight of the Bumblebee.
Yeah, so
let's do some follow-ups.
Sophia was a good one. She's no nonsense.
She's the oldest one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Estelle Getty.
Estelle Getty has no time to
fuck
around.
No time to play games.
Yeah, she is. Italian.
She's like no pretense. She's like, you know, fuck it. Like, this is what I want. That's kind of, that's like me. Like I'm like, this is what I want.
You've reached 85-year-old Italian woman status. But
yes, or like Matt Besser.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what I want. This is the pattern game.
That was a nailed that impression.
Thank you.
That should be our Which UCB for best represents your dating habits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We'd probably get fired.
Yeah, don't do that.
At least we have Kindle money.
Yeah,
flying
we can fall
in.
Back on that fucking Kindle. Kindle fucking... Cash.
Cheetah's very sexy.
Oh, yes.
It like
speed.
Very quick. I was like, cheetah.
You fuck it and then you skin it and wear it.
Oh,
sorry.
<okay.
laughs>
That was my conquest.
Fuck or it, you fuck it and run with it.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant.
Okay.
69.
Yep.
Boom.
Yep.
Just because 420, I would fall asleep. When I smoke pot, I get
sleepy,
very tired, very introverted, and not like myself. And I just want to wear a hoodie and be like, everyone. Hates me.
Yeah, I've been there. I do love weed, though.
Obama's.
He'd be fucking great in bed.
Yeah, he does look like he would be great in bed.
But I'd want Obama first term. He's like a little haggard right now.
Yeah, the second term is tough.
I don't know if I could handle him first term, to be honest.
That's
true. I think he would be too forceful.
Yeah.
Too much man.
Yeah.
Well, also just the energy. I mean, he came in hot. Like that was Yes, we can would be. You'd be like, but slow down. Let me give me a minute to.
I want the 4 more years, Obama. He's like, you know, I did it fucking so much. Let's just lay here. If we have to go slow for a while, cool.
Yep.
Let's kiss for 5 hours.
Probably
Let's
the more kiss. Romantic Obama. Time for some foreplay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like he'd have smaller spoons to stick in my dick, too.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You second term is smaller spoons.
First term, he's coming in with a fucking ladle.
Yep, 100%.
A big old soup ladle.
I'm like, not my dick.
So is it Paul Walker alive or Paul Walker dead?
Yeah, the ghost of Paul Walker ascending in his car to furious heaven.
Oh my God. Paul Walker, definitely alive. They're definitely alive. There's this one movie, maybe it's, I forget what it was, but they show his butt.
Lagoon? Or
maybe. Yeah. I don't remember because I only watched the butt scene.
Deep Blue or something? Yeah.
I was like, great butt, great bod.
Yeah, just have a top.
Good
top
energy.
Bottom. Mm-hmm.
Good. He is.
His eyes, too.
Yeah.
Man.
You can really lock into his eyes.
And it's weird because he's not my type, which is the interesting thing.
Running scared.
Running scared.
Running scared. Go Google Paul Walker butt running scared and then
and then you'll
me.
Know.
Then you'll know. Then we all fuck. Wait, what was I going to? He's not my type. My type is like, so for the listeners out there, my type is like tall, dark, quiet, and handsome.
Yeah.
So he's
drink of water.
He's I don't know his height because you never know, you know, in movies people
no,
don't,
but
don't
he's
think
more
tall.
Like all American,
totally.
Yes.
Fair haired.
I've never attracted that in real life,
right?
Because I feel like I'm like fr- freckly and red hair. I don't want to be with anyone that looks like me. That's weird. And I'm not like attracted to myself.
Yep.
So I like people that look like kind of like darker skin.
Swarthy. Yeah. Yep.
Sexy swarthy.
That's interesting though, because you know someone's really hot when you go against type for them. I have a few people like that too.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're just like, damn.
They transcend type. It's just, there's just no denying the.
Who would your be? Who would your type transcendence be?
Well, like, I'm straight for the most part, but I like, if I see a really hot lady, that would be someone that's like against it. Like Penelope Cruz, I think, is like Hell the yeah. sexiest person in the entire world.
Hell yeah.
And I usually like I'm like dark and swarthy as well. So I feel like if I like an elfin blonde man, he must be really fucking sexy. Trying to, like, Daniel Craig, I think, is sexy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But he's, like,
Murph,
fair-haired.
I think, agrees.
I do with the Daniel Craig. I think he's the sexiest Bond, which is...
something very rugged about him.
Yeah, and he's also... But he is against Bonds of past that were kind of the more darker, handsome, brooding type. He has a little bit more...
He's like an ex-lacrosse player.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah. He's been, like, hit in the face a couple times.
100%.
Yep.
Do you have anyone...
I was trying to think. Probably someone like really tall and skinny, because I don't.
That's not really your jam.
No, so I was trying to think of someone.
Tilda Swinton.
I mean,
Tilda Swinton falls. I mean, I love her, but yeah, no, she would be someone.
She's just
that,
like, sexy and awesome.
Yep. Also, androgynous. She's my doppelganger.
Yeah,
like for
you
sure.
And Tilda. Yes, I see this.
If you actually, people like know, and then you put it up, and you're like, oh wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm obsessed with
Tilda. I love Tilda.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll put Tilda in that category.
What about you,
Haas?
What do I usually not go for? Someone who looks like me.
Yeah.
So I would. I'm trying to think who's like who's
who looks
pale,
just like you.
Ginger.
You'd want like a Whoopi Goldberg.
Hey, you know what? From previous.
Wait, what's that?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Go for Whoopi Goldberg.
No, Juliana Moore, from our previous episode.
Julianne Moore.
Excuse me. But I'll toss that out.
Okay.
Also, I found his butt.
Ooh, can we see?
Let's see this.
They got washing machines.
Select occasions, what else?
For the listeners, he's
Paul Walker's butt.
He's going
is
to Pound Town in the bathroom.
Sorry, we only got a little glimpse
of
it.
That was good, though.
Do you think?
I came.
Do you think it was a stunt butt? A double? Do you think he used a double? I don't think he used a double for his butt in a movie.
Because male actors love showing their butt. I think it's like a thing where they're like comfortable showing their butts.
Have you seen Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves?
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago, but I probably forget the butt.
Well, there's one thing where Kevin Costner is like bathing in a lagoon and he's crawling out, and Maid Marian is like snuck up on him in the woods and he doesn't know she's there and she's watching him. And it's just like an incredible ass shot of young Kevin Costner. And she's like, oh, you know, and like
I don't think that was a double either. I think that was Costner.
No, but I, as a young woman, was like, I like his butt. I just enjoyed that very much.
Yeah. I think male butts are like making a comeback. Mm-hmm. And I think they've been underrated for a very long time.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
But they're fucking great. And all kinds of butts. I love big butts. I love little butts.
Murph has a great butt.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. I have a hairy butt, though.
I have
Walker's
a hairy butt
was
too.
Very smooth.
Yeah.
I like your hairy butt.
Yeah. A little fuzz on the butt.
You got to have fuzz
a little fuzzy
on the butt.
What was the butt? Oh, I was thinking of the frontal is also you never know in movies. I mean, Fassbender had the full frontal, and then there was some
and
people
shame.
Saying it might have been a.
But I always assume it's not their dick.
Yeah.
See, Fassbender, it is his dick because he's just his whole body. Did
really?
You see Shame?
No.
It is a full body shot. You
like
see
it.
His face walking as his dick, pendulous dick is. Swinging.
Yeah, and it's flaccid, and it's like 9 inches long.
Stop it.
Yeah.
He has
try.
An amazing dick.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yep, it's one of those special dicks.
Harvey Keitel went full frontal.
Yeah.
That's his real pain.
Mm-hmm. I think the move to go full frontal, though, is like, again, it's all based
it's
on
It's only
your,
them if they have a huge dick.
I was just going to say that, yeah. I feel like if it's, yeah, if you just go the full frontal with just, I even think because it's on the big screen, you know, you're thinking even an average size penis or less would be that much more bold, I think, to make the move to go for full frontal.
I would never show my D.
Never?
I'm such a large man that seeing it in proportion is like not an attractive thing.
Yeah.
Like it's just not something that people
in
go,
the context
cool.
of your height.
It's just like it's also people assume because you're like a big guy with big hands, they're like, oh, you probably have a big D. And like you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you know?
And even then a fine D is all of a sudden now.
And that's the thing. I think it's a fine D.
Yeah.
But not.
Not if your expectations are fucking 100%.
Well, and most people have a fine D. There's like obviously the outliers on both sides, but I do think that if you're going to like show it off in a movie, you would think it'd be like something very
What's funny
impressive.
Too is like, yeah, I hope we reach the point where it's just, it's not even showing it off. But it always is because that becomes a thing. It was the same thing with the Gone Girl when there was that half a frame of
I missed it. I'm still pissed. I blinked and missed Ben Affleck's dick.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I didn't see it, but no, I saw Gone Girl.
Yeah, it's when he steps into the shower after she comes home and she's got blood all over.
Fuck.
It's a quick frame. It's not. There's not much of it, but it's...
Well, because you're looking at her because she's covered in blood.
Yeah.
But you should be looking at Ben Affleck's D.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just...
Is it a good D?
I think it's a fine D.
I would imagine him, because he's a big guy, to have, like, a fine D.
Yeah.
Not an amazing D. I also think he's probably really bad in bed.
Yeah.
I think Matt Damon has a big, nice, fat dick and is amazing in bed. And yes. I think Ben Affleck is like.
Damon carries himself that way.
All right, you want to see this dick?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, for the listeners at home, we're seeing a dick. Fassbender's dick. What? His butt first. Full screen.
Hey, let me see your dick.
Oh my God.
But now you don't see his face, though.
No, but that is the whole thing. No, you do. You do.
What?
That's one shot.
Right.
He's an amazing specimen.
Again, great butt.
Should we speak to the fact that,
you can see it dangling from behind as he's whizzing.
You'll never see my dick from behind. You know?
No.
You'll never see it hanging down between my legs. It's like, all right up there.
That's such a good way to measure. You're like, it's not the kind of dick you see from the back.
Yeah, that is a good scale.
Oh, I would like to change my celebrity crush to Michael Fassbender.
I mean, me too.
Yeah, I have to say me three after seeing his dick from behind.
Wow.
Great from behind dick.
All right. Well, this has been Six Sections with Mr. Mike Kelton.
What do you say we slip on over to PC Spotlight?
Let's do it.
This is our power couple of the week. You know them, diverse mass of 8 million people.
And you know it, bringing ordered goods right to your door. We're talking about New Yorkers.
And delivery. So we match up a power couple. And this one just seems... Like, everything is now delivered with all the new apps we found. Just saw one I forget the service, but it's we'll mail shit for you, basically.
Oh, yeah. A bunch of them on the train.
So now it's just, we are at the point where you just never have to leave the house in New York. And
do you do a lot of delivery?
No.
We don't either, which is why this is a weird PC.
Yeah.
Because we don't have a buzzer and we don't have a doorman and we have a small mailbox. So if anyone mails us anything, it gets stolen immediately.
Yeah. They just kind of throw it on the stoop and then.
But I'm pissed because all of my friends get everything for 50 cents on Amazon.
Oh, I mean,
and
that's amazing.
Never leave their house.
Uh-huh.
And you're just like, that's not fair.
No.
I kind of like shopping though because I don't have like a lot of expendable income.
Right.
Like when I do, I'm like, I want to kind of enjoy the process of doing this.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like having stuff delivered is for wealthy people who are over it.
Mm-hmm.
That totally makes sense.
I like going to like weird shops in Brooklyn and being like, I have a couple $100 to spend on Christmas. Like this will be fun.
Right. I agree with that. But food delivery is like the best thing in the entire
world. Yeah. Food, the essentials, I think. Food and sex and drink, I guess.
Yeah. Weed can be delivered.
Yes.
I think the thing with food too is you just take that for granted living in New York, but most places people don't get everything delivered to them.
No, certainly not. Now it's reached, I think, the fever pitch of every ad I've seen for different apps, which apparently there's a demand for it, I guess, but apps are easy to make, I think. So you just
Are they?
I don't know.
Are they? I feel like they take a couple of years.
Yeah.
Developers, like, okay.
I mean, if you pay a developer and you have an idea for an app,
right.
To be like, hey,
there's
here's
a new app.
Because there are enough delivery specific, too. It's not just like, we'll deliver anything, which I think that exists, too, but then there's these specific apps that are, we will deliver this. There's the booze, like a whole bar with mixers and everything else you can order. But that seems like if you're throwing a party or if you
That's just for underage kids.
Yeah,
for
right.
sure. That's what we did. I grew up in, Westchester, but I went to high school in New York. And when we would order booze to have it delivered like from the deli and they would just deliver
Genius.
It.
Yep. Because by the time it gets there, they're like, all right, well, we've already brought it here.
I was fucking shoulder tapping like an idiot. Did you guys ever do that?
Shoulder tapping?
You find like an old homeless man and you tap him on the shoulder and you say, here's $20. Will you get us a six pack and something for yourself? And half the time they do it, and half the time they take your money and you never see them again.
Ooh, the gamble of it all.
I love that it's called shoulder tapping.
Yeah, because there are so many things
you
could say.
Did
you
guys not have that growing up? That's literally all we did.
I've done that before.
Portland, Oregon. We just sat in the grocery parking lot and wait for someone who looked like degenerate enough to do it. Because if you get the wrong person, they tell on you.
Yeah.
You know? And you have to, speed away in your Civic. Risk.
I had a ridiculous situation where someone shoulder tapped me. I didn't know that's what it was called. But I had a fake ID. I was only 20. But they asked me to go buy them booze, and I did. And there was an undercover LCB agent at this convenience store who thought I looked young enough. When I walked out of the place, followed me out. And then the kids are scattering. And then it was like, we think you bought alcohol for underage kids, which is a pretty severe fine. But as it turns out, we went back in and it was a fake ID. So it was like I wasn't even 20. So I had other legal issues to deal with, but it wasn't at least like the fine. Oh.
Was it
a hefty
better,
fine in Pennsylvania?
Was it better that you were just an underage kid buying alcohol?
Yes, it was.
Because then you're a kid. You're not asshole.
Yeah, it was only only a couple hundred bucks, but in a court appearance for an easy thing. But I think for the buying underage, I think you can get, I think it's thousands of dollars.
No, I think you're getting a big, big trouble.
Yeah.
It's a creepy thing. Like it was a godsend as a kid. But now thinking about it, you're like, what creepy adult is like giving a bunch of alcohol to kids they don't know?
Oh, boy. Well.
So, New York and delivery, we salute you.
We salute you. We want to see you in action, Mike.
We do.
We know you're single. This is a little something called virtual sugar.
Okay.
So you're just you. We're just, you pick a name out of the cup here.
You're going to go on an improvised date with someone in this room.
Oh, my God. This is really fun. I do want to say I'm having a very good time. Like, I really like this.
Yes.
Oh, thanks.
We're so glad you joined us.
I was going to say Haas. H2O, but Haas.
Haas. Woo! Better known as H2O.
That's a better nickname for you.
It is.
Because you're wet.
So you two can be whoever and whatever and however you please. And we may step in as...
we'll step in.
As some characters.
So you guys ready?
So we improvise a date as not ourselves or ourselves?
As yourselves.
Okay.
Well, you have to be yourself so we can see you in action.
Okay.
But Haas can be whatever he wants.
Okay. I'm going to commit to this. I'm going to genuinely be like what I'm like on a date.
Fuck
awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Date begins
now.
Michael, I feel like I've been having such a great time. I just don't want the night to end.
Yeah, me too. I'm having a really good time, too. What do you want to do?
I don't know. I feel like we've hit a couple of bars. I mean, do you have any ideas, like late night, kind of something else to do that's fun?
I live in a studio. You could come back to my place. We could put on Jessica Jones. And
oh, is that's that Marvel Netflix series?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, why not? Let's go to your place.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is a really weird question. Would you mind buying me some beer?
You know what? I'll do it. Yeah.
Thank you so much. We just wanted some Michelob Ultralights. Here's $50.
Oh, wow. $50. What do I do with the change?
You can just keep it. We'd just really appreciate it if you could get us a half rack.
Sure. Hey, do you find this weird that I'm doing this?
A little bit, because she's definitely underage. But I guess I remember being that age too. So yeah, why not? Let's do it for him.
Okay, cool. I'll be right out. Stay right here.
Awesome.
That'll be $18.50 for the Michelob Ultra.
Sweet. Here you go.
Thank you. And here's your change.
No, real quick. I just want to add something to the order.
Add something to the the order. Yeah, sure.
Because they gave us $50, so why not just spend their money on some
Who gave
stuff?
You $50?
Oh, my
who gave
dad.
You $50.
My dad did.
His dad did.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, we got to get rolling. Can you hurry up?
Okay. Well, now I can't.
Fuck.
I can't unless I keep the whole $50.
What?
No change in the Michelob Ultra is yours.
What? You're an asshole. You just can't keep the
$50.
I'm a
small business owner.
Okay.
Just having a hard time keeping up with the rent.
So you would just sell to underage kids but keep the money?
Well, yeah, I'd have to. What were you going to do?
You're going to
sell it and give you the money. But now you seem like an asshole.
Well, I'll split it with you.
Okay, you know what? Okay. We're here in Bushwick. This seems normal to me. Here, you keep half the money. We'll keep half the money and get, babe, get it, whatever you want. I was hoping like cookies and cream ice cream so we could eat it while watching Jessica Jones.
Okay. Let's do that.
Okay, cool.
What about me?
Kid, get out of here. Hide outside.
I said I would bring Michelob to the party.
Okay.
Where's the party? We'll all go to the party, right?
Yeah, wait. Maybe where's the party?
The party is like 2 blocks from here.
Is it like a cool party like in like an episode of Girls?
Yeah, or is it just some lame party like in an episode
No,
of
it's going to be
Mad
really cool. It's all the senior guys.
We can't. Here's the thing. We can't
booze,
go to a party.
Yes, sex, no.
Yeah, we can't go to a party with kids under the age of 18. So, you know what? Here's your Michelob Ultra.
Oh, thanks.
Go to your party. Have a good time.
Thanks,
be safe.
You guys.
And do you have the ice cream?
I do have ice the cream. Ice cream.
Dope.
So.
I like that all of our moral compasses are at least somewhat similar. We're all okay with the booze, but the sex, I think we all drew the line. Cookies and cream, I didn't see you shaking your head at the note of the party, but I'm just going to assume.
Wait, we're not going to that party? Come on, guys.
Stop it. Oh, stop. You want to go to the party?
I like them young.
Oh, fuck.
What in the world?
Yikes. I had to cut it there because Haas was about to just, I don't even know. You were playing yourself. It was weird.
H2O. That was weird.
I mean, I was just, yeah, just being me.
Just being you. Cookies and cream and
Zoot Suit Riot.
Zoot Suit Riot.
Zoot Suit Riot. Riot.
Throw back a couple of teens.
Will you marry me?
No. All right.
Oh, my.
Well,
that date made me sad.
It
yeah,
did.
That was a really, honestly, that you know, was a good depiction of what my like. I get in situations and I'm like, oh, now it's over my head and I'm uncomfortable.
You just try to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, the lesson is just don't ever try to do the right thing.
But I have said before, like, I have literally been like, I live in a studio. Like,
yeah.
Just can't go back to my place. No roommates.
That was felt like a very honest response. It was just like, yeah, there's a studio. We can go back there. That's the option.
That seems like a nice option.
Yeah, I felt warm by that invite.
Yeah.
Well, the date was sad. You know what else makes me sad?
Yes, that we have to say goodbye to Mike Kelton.
Oh, wrong sound cue. Ignore that. And
I got sucked into the internet.
Wow.
A dial-up internet.
Where's Mike?
All butt videos all the time.
Her modem ate him. Our sweet listeners do not have to say goodbye to Mike Kelton.
No, no, no. You can follow him on Twitter at Mike Kelton.
Please stop by MikeKelton.com for all things Mike.
Also, you can see him perform at the UCB Theater in Chelsea Tuesday nights with his team, Some Kid. He'll be
Thank
improvising.
You.
I love you guys.
I love you
we
too,
We love
Mike.
You. This
Thank you
really
for
good.
Finally hopping into the sack with us.
For sure. Bring spoons next time.
I know. We whiffed on the spoons.
We did.
So we get no jizz.
No jizz for us. We'd also like to thank our producer, B&H Bagels. That's Ben Hosley.
Oh, yes. And also our mama, UCB Comedy. And please tweet at us at Menage Radio.
Guys, we're all over the internet. We love you. Good night.
Good night. Check out those vids of butts and the dicks.
Oh, yeah.
They're out there.
Death. Fassbender for president.
Bye. His dick makes a great VP.
Mm-hmm. You have the right to remain dickless.
3 is recorded at UCB Comedy Studios in New York City. Titillating tunes brought to you by French Horn Rebellion. Check out all things funny at ucbcomedy.com and subscribe to Ménage à Trois Radio on iTunes for new episodes every hump day. That's Wednesday for all you lovers out there.